Love Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. Lord, we love you on this morning, and we thank you for blessing us to rise and to shine and to see a brand new day, a day we have not known, a day we have not seen, a day we will not see again. Your handiwork, your creation, your magnificence, your glory, your power, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for bringing us through the night, Father God, protecting us from danger seen, danger unseen. We thank you for ushering us into a brand new spanking day, a brand new spanking morning, Father, and we embrace the gifts of this day. We say thank you for the day. We say thank you, Father God, for life, for health, for strength. We say thank you for our well-being. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for sitting high and for looking low. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on your promises to decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done, amen, on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we thank you for every ministry partner, Father, and their families, the families represented, Father. We thank you, Father, for all the souls that have been saved, converted. Oh, Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father. Thank you. God, we ask that you would bless our services on today. Hallelujah. May you and you alone, Father God, will be glorified. Your people will be edified, and we already know that your word will never, ever return unto you void. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouth and may the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. Give me 1 second, saints. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 minute. Okay, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Just wanted to check in with our speaker for the day who's not ready. Thank you, Father. Father God, in Jesus' name, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. All right. Amen. We pray everybody had a wonderful weekend. Amen. Whatever you did. Amen. Wasn't the weather beautiful? The weather was beautiful over here on the East Coast. Amen. And we want to thank God. And the ministry had an opportunity to hang out with our young people this weekend. Amen. We went over to the park where we had our, about 2 years ago, we had a Lift Jesus Up event in the park over at the Belmont Plateau. And we went over there with our young people this weekend. They were the young people who spoke on the seven last sayings of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Amen. The seven of them. Actually, one of them could not make it, the six of them, and it was a beautiful fellowship, and it was the birth, amen, of something new, amen. It was the birth of something new, and we just want to thank God, amen, for that beautiful event on this weekend. Not only that, we had an opportunity, amen, hallelujah, to do, amen, ministry, hallelujah, on Sunday. Hallelujah. We want to bless the Lord. Immediately after our Sunday service, the Lord sent us out for missionary work. Missionary work. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just want to thank God. Hallelujah. For his love. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercies. Amen. Just want to, amen, bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And we love him on today. Amen. We love him on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. So we are embracing ourselves for a brand new week. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord would have us to do this week, we say we're ready to go. Amen. Hallelujah. We're ready to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, saints. There's a lot going on this morning. Give me a second, please. All right, saints, so we have a ram in the bush this morning, amen. I'm over here talking to you and talking to the Lord at the same time and asking the Lord what he would have me to speak on, amen. Glory be to God. In the meantime, amen, we want to thank God for our minister, Kathy, amen. Glory be to God. She said, I'm ready. She said, I'm ready to speak on Barnabas this morning. And I'm telling you, isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like God? God had a ram in the bush, had her prepared to speak on Barnabas. Amen and hallelujah. And that's who we're going to hear from this morning. Amen on the story of Barnabas. Amen. So we want to thank God. It's so refreshing. It was so refreshing. Amen. I was going to pull something out the hat, but I didn't know what. The Lord hadn't given me nothing. That's because the Lord knew he had already prepared our sister Kathy. So we want to thank God for this woman of God. She's standing ready. Amen. I know she's scheduling her surgery this week, but even in spite of that, amen, hallelujah, God is first in her life. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She is a missionary. Amen, hallelujah. She is, hallelujah, a servant. Amen. She is a mother, a grandmother. Glory be to God, a friend, hallelujah, and we just want to thank God for the God in her, amen. She teaches Sunday school and some other classes at her church, and that's always a plus, amen. So we just want to thank God for the word in her, amen. So at this time, amen, I'm going to introduce our sister Kathy, amen, and she's going to come and share with us on Brother Barnabas. Please take some notes, amen, beloved, amen, and
Let the Lord be glorified. All right. God bless you. Sister Kathy, are you there?
Amen. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Thank God for using you as a ram in the bush on this morning. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we love you. And the floor is absolutely yours. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning. And good morning to all of our listeners this morning. To God be the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I bow before you, I ask God that you will just take anything and everything away from me that is not like you. I pray, Father God, that you will just help me to understand your word as I read it. I have been studying about our brother Barnabas. And, yes, thank you, Lord, for using me on this morning. So I ask God that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I thank and praise God for this opportunity because I am having surgery on tomorrow, God willing, and for my knee. And so I said, you know, I was waiting for a phone call to say, Pastor Wendy, you were going to call me to do the elaboration. But to God be the glory. I just thank him for using me this morning. So we're talking about Barnabas. Barnabas was referred to as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, who brought a great number of people to the Lord. And his story begins at 4:36, and says that Barnabas was a Levite from Cyprus. His real name was Joseph, but the apostle nicknamed him Barnabas, meaning son of encouragement, because he loved to encourage others. Barnabas's name appears 23 times in Acts and 5 times in the letters of Paul. 14 facts to know about Barnabas, and I had only gotten to the point of where I was able to jot down about 8. And so it says there that, first of all, Barnabas was from Cyprus, and we get that out of Acts 4:36, chapter 4, verse 36. And it tells us that Barnabas lived on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. He probably heard the gospel when he visited Jerusalem for Pentecost. The second is that his real name was Joseph. Joseph is a Hebrew name, meaning he will add or increase. But because Barnabas was notable for encouraging others, the disciples nicknamed him Barnabas, meaning the son of encouragement. Number three, it says he was a Levite. According to Acts 4:36, Barnabas belonged to the tribe of Levi. Levites were responsible for sanctuary services. Most likely, Barnabas was a teacher of law in the synagogue in Cyprus. The fourth point was that he supported the early church. Barnabas sold a piece of land and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet, and that's in Acts 4:37. And to avoid burdening the churches by asking them for support, he worked to support himself while in ministry, from Corinthians 9, verse 6. The fifth point was that he recommended Paul. After Paul's dramatic conversion, the believers were hesitant to take him in because he was formerly a persecutor of the saints. Barnabas took Paul in to the apostles and recommended him, saying how Paul had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him. And how boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Acts 9 and verse 27. The sixth point was that he was a preacher. The church leaders in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to Antioch to strengthen the members in the faith. He encouraged them to continue with the Lord. The reason for Barnabas' great success as a preacher was that he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And we get that from Acts 11 and verse 24. The seventh point was that he brought Paul to Antioch. After ministering in Antioch, and Acts 11, 25 and 26 says that Barnabas decided to get Paul, who had been sent to Tarsus when his enemies tried to kill him. When Barnabas had found Paul, he brought him to Antioch, where they worked together for a whole year teaching the people. Number 8 says he molded Christ. Through Barnabas' ministry with Paul, the believers in Antioch learned to be like Jesus in the words, actions, and in his words as in his actions. And that's what I read from our brother Barnabas. He was a good man. He was also a preacher. And he helped Paul because, you know, after Paul's conversion, people didn't believe that Paul was fully converted. And so what Barnabas did, and because he did, he took Paul and they worked together so that he would be able to show the people that Paul was truly converted and was now in the faith. So it's just like us, you know, once we get converted after being in the world, a lot of times people say, oh, no, they want to see your actions. And by looking at you, people can tell that you are a Christian now, that you're not the same old person that you used to be, that you have been converted. And that goes by your actions. It's not that you have to stand and tell people or that you have to prove anything to anyone. Mm-mm. All they need to do is see you, see the way that you live, and that's what people look at. You know, that the saying goes that we are the only Bible that some folks will ever read. That's because they're judging you by the way, the things that they can see. If you have been converted, if you are Christ-like, you will act more like Christ than you did before you got converted. So we thank and praise God for the conversion of Paul, but mostly because of Barnabas, who was a preacher, who did encourage people, as the scripture says that he was an encourager. So, you know, he was a man of faith and a good man, as the Bible says. So to God be the glory, and I thank you for allowing me to come forth with this elaboration on this morning. Thank you. God bless everyone.
Amen, amen, and thank you for coming forth today, sister. Amen, hallelujah, what a blessing. Amen, just to always be ready. And you're right, amen. Barnabas, amen, was a good man. Amen, anytime he sold his possessions to help the church, amen, you know that's good. Amen, and we thank God for him being an encourager. Because you know what, glory, everybody needs encouragement. Amen. There's always somebody in our circle, somebody we know that needs a word of encouragement, and that was Barnabas. Amen. And we can learn that from Barnabas. We know a lot of times we're looking for encouragement, but it's a blessing to give encouragement. Amen. Encouragement is one of the most effective ways, amen, to help. Amen. It's through the spirit of encouragement. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for the encouragement. Matter of fact, his name means son of encouragement, as you said. Amen. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And when people see you coming, they know it's going to be a word of encouragement, a prayer of encouragement, something. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be encouraged because of you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for our brother Barnabas and the 7 wonderful points, amen, that you brought out about him. And as you said, there was even more, amen, but we thank God for what you did share. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Barnabas was an apostle, beloved. He was an apostle. He was not one of the original 12. Amen. But he was apostle of Barnabas, the encourager, a teacher of the law. Amen. Glory be to God. He is our brother. And when we get to heaven, amen, we'll meet, amen, our brother Barnabas, amen, encouraging us. Hallelujah. I'm sure he still has that spirit of encouragement. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you for jumping in this morning, Sister Kathy. We appreciate you. Now, you say your surgery is scheduled for tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we have been praying. I know I have, and we're going to make sure we put that on the altar today. Amen, that your procedure will be completely successful, victorious, and the Lord will heal completely through the procedure that you're having tomorrow. No malpractice, no accidents, no mistakes, none of that. Amen. The right doctors, the right hospital, the right time, the right place. Amen. Everything right and healing to your body. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. Amen.
You're welcome. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. We've heard on our brother Barnabas today. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. It's such a relief. Ooh, God wanted us to hear that. Because y'all know I'm not too often lost for words. I'm not too often lost for words. But I was talking and searching. I said, Holy Ghost, let me pull something out. I got 40 years of teaching in me. I couldn't find nothing. Amen. And then the telephone rang. Hallelujah. Sister Kathy said, I got Barnabas. I said, look at God, a ram in the bush. Beloved, you know what also that teaches us? We thank God for that lesson on Barnabas. But it just goes to show how God is a very present help in the time of trouble. It just goes to show that when you don't know what to do, God already know what to do. Because he already know what was going to happen before it happened. That was such an encouragement. I'm sort of glad that the person who was supposed to speak today was not ready. In a way, I'm sort of glad because it really was confirmation to me and to all of us that God is there. And God is going to always help you out when you mean right. God is going to always help you out when you want to do his will. We saw he had a ram in the bush for Abraham. We saw this morning how he had a ram in the bush for us with Barnabas. I mean, God always has a ram in the bush. So this gives us confidence to just keep moving forward with God. Always has an answer. God always has a remedy. God always has an escape. God always has a way out. My God, he will always rescue you. Glory be to God. I am so encouraged. I am so encouraged for that confirmation. And so, Sister Kathy, you can take that into that procedure with you tomorrow. Amen. To know that God is there and he always has the answer. He has, amen, the finishing work. He has, I mean, it's already done. It's already done. Amen. We live our life as a tale that is already told. It is already done. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purposes. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. We will be at the altar prayer today, amen, at 12 o'clock. Lord's willing, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. We're still working on the conference numbers. Okay, we gave everybody the backup number. If you call that backup number, okay, and then calling to the conference line, you will not be charged the additional penny a minute. Okay, if you don't have the backup number, let me know. I'll make sure I give it to you again. Just use that. Continue to use that while we work our way through this, okay? And we thank you for your patience. Amen. In Jesus' name. I believe that's all the announcements for today. We have some things percolating in reference to our upcoming fellowship. And some other things. So as soon as we're ready, amen, we'll be making some announcements. Amen. Let us continue to pray for one another. Continue, amen. Remember Sister Kathy today in our prayers. Amen. I will make mention of that. I don't know if I'm going to be on a 12 o'clock call or not today because I do have some appointments this morning. Amen. But let us remember our Sister Kathy. Amen. And we believe God that it's already done in Jesus' name. All right, Father God, we want to say thank you for the service this morning. Thank you for the word of God coming forth. Thank you for Sister Kathy, Father God. God, even though she was ready to speak on Barnabas, she didn't have to volunteer. She didn't have to volunteer. But Father God, you showed us what Christian love is about. Christian support. She came in to rescue the pastor this morning. She saw the pastor struggling, Father, what I was going to speak on today. She saw me struggling, and she came in. She said, I got a message here on Barnabas. It's not complete, but it's enough for a priest. God, that was Christian love. You showed us what love was about. You showed us what support was about. And you also showed us that you're going to be with us when we're in a dilemma. You gave us so many messages today. In addition to Brother Barnabas, you taught us life lessons on Christianity in action and what it means to really be a part of the body and a part of the kingdom. That was demonstrated without rehearsal. And we just want to say thank you, God, because that's all the encouragement we need to keep on keeping on. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for Sister Kathy. As she goes into for that procedure tomorrow, we bind every spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of doubt. We know the devil's talking to her because that's what he does. Father God, we thank you for successful procedure, healing, Father God, to her body. Father God, she will live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. Father God, no malpractice. Father God, no mistakes, no errors. Father God, but she's going to come out walking and running in your kingdom. And we say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Meet us at the prayer altar today. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come, Father God, to pray at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Father God, you see the business at hand today. Some of us have appointments, business, work, doctor's appointments, whatever, Father God, as we go, as we come, as we come, as we go, Father, we thank you for direction. We thank you for protection. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamities, Father, in the name. No tears, no sorrows, no bad news coming our way, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you would destroy every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, contract, in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. And we say thank you that we will live and not die and declare your words. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. God, we thank you for absolute, uncommon, miraculous favor. In Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We say thank you for the blessing. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Now, Father God, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name as we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare, hallelujah, 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 that your word will never, ever, ever return unto you void. And we are unable to be touched by evil. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day today. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. I love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me, amen, to serve you. And thank you again, Minister Kathy. God bless you and everybody under the sound of my voice. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen and amen, amen.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad that I found you. Amazing God.